While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
We're joined today by Cal Thomas and Larry Donnelly to talk about events in the United States. At this stage, I'm sure you know about the circumstances of the murder of the movie director and actor Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, with their son being the chief suspect who is facing charges in relation to their murder. But what has really upset an enormous amount of people all over America, of all political persuasions, is the reaction of their president, Donald Trump, who took to his Truth Social media platform to write, "Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. Reiner," Trump wrote, "was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace." All right, Cal Thomas, what do you make of that?
Man, I think it's disgusting, deplorable, and disgraceful, and brings shame on the United States. There were people who celebrated the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the murder of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and Bobby Kennedy, but none of those were in the White House. The President of the United States is supposed to set a higher standard. I am grateful for some of the Republicans and conservatives who've spoken out and denounced this statement. I hope there will be more. I think Senator Kennedy of Louisiana made one of the better statements on it. It just has no place in our public discourse. One of our problems in America, and increasingly around the world, sad to say, is that people equate the value of a human being with their political position. I have many liberal friends. I remember, and there are a lot of people who are struggling with children who have drug addictions, like Reiner's son. He'd been in and out of rehab 17 times. This deserves sympathy and empathy and prayers and help. And I just find this to be incredible. And I'll tell you one other thing. I think if the Democrats take over Congress next year, I believe if Trump continues with this behavior, that he will be impeached again, and that there will be more Republicans going for that and voting for impeachment than the last time around, when none of them did.
Let's hear, though, what Trump had to say when he was questioned yesterday in what is almost like his daily press conference about whether he stood by his social media post about Rob Reiner.
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all, in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country. Yeah.
Okay, Larry Donnelly, how significant might this turn out to be?
I think potentially very significant, Matt, because I would endorse every word that Cal said. I mean, this sickens me to my core. And I say it might be significant because although Rob Reiner certainly was on the cultural and political left, at the same time, he was something of a hero, something of an icon, somebody whose movies enriched so many people's lives, somebody who, certainly for me, I grew up watching him as the infamous Meathead on All in the Family, one of the most important American television programs ever made. So this is a huge figure. And for it to happen the way it has, in the context, in these circumstances, where, again, so many people know families that are afflicted by addiction and other issues, for him to say something as heartless and as callous as this, I do think that there may be repercussions here. And I think for an awful lot of people who voted for Donald Trump, they're going to say, wait a second now, he's clearly crossed a line. And I think some people might say, what about his mental health?
There's a listener here who texts in, "Yous were all cheering when Charlie Kirk was killed. I don't know who the yous are supposed to be, but I know on this program that we immediately described the murder of Charlie Kirk as sick, as obnoxious, has been a terrible thing to have happened for America." And actually, Rob Reiner was one of those. You see, there's been a video going around of him being interviewed by Piers Morgan, in which he condemned the killing of Charlie Kirk utterly. It is quite extraordinary, isn't it, Cal, how some people try to politicize murder in the United States?
Well, it is indeed. And you're right. Rob Reiner had a far more compassionate response when Charlie Kirk was murdered than Donald Trump has to Rob Reiner. I find it offensive. I'll tell you a story. I was close friends, I'm happy to say, with George McGovern, the 1972 Democratic presidential nominee, senator from South Dakota many years, liberal Democrat. He had a daughter who had a severe alcohol problem. She died in the snow, and her body was found in the snow in South Dakota. I went to her funeral in Washington, and his wife grabbed me around the neck and said, "I'm so glad that you came," and so did George. And we became fast friends.
Oh, we seem to have lost Cal there, unfortunately. We'll try and get Cal back on the line, Larry. I'm always reluctant to actually get into discussions like this, but given that a lot of people wanted to make an issue of Joe Biden's fitness for office and his mental acuity, and did so on this program, are we entitled now, based on the way that Trump has been behaving, and as people are pointing out that he's now taken to writing about himself and referring to himself in the third person, to be actually asking questions about his mental capabilities and stability?
Yeah, I think that increasingly there are legitimate issues out there. I think when we see some of his behavior, in addition to at moments his struggling to stay awake, I think there is an element here of live by the sword, die by the sword. He was the one who was so critical of Joe Biden, you know, saying he was too old, that he was, you know, senile, that he was falling asleep at the beach, all this sort of thing. Inevitably, when the person making those sorts of accusations all of a sudden seems to be falling into that pattern, then I think that those questions are going to be raised. And when you look at what he did and said yesterday, it really makes you wonder, because remember, Donald Trump is all about Donald Trump. And at what, you know, what in what sentient being could think that his comments, either the one he made on True Social or his refusal to back down from them, what sentient being could think in any way that that would be good for him politically, or that people would say, yeah, you keep telling them, Donald, that's the right thing to say? There may be a small number of sick people who think that way, but the vast majority of Americans absolutely abhor what Donald Trump wrote and said yesterday. So, yeah, I think these questions are going to continue to persist.
I wonder how many of his supporters is he losing, Cal? Because I'll give you an example. The celebrated American footballer Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, he made a speech, a charity fundraiser for the Bondi Beach attack victims, just hours after the Kansas City Chiefs had been eliminated from the playoffs. And he said, "While families are choosing between food and medicine, he," meaning Trump, "is busy choosing chandeliers." This is a reference to the amount of money that has been spent on the new ballroom for the demolished East Wing. And then he came with a final line, "If you can't see a doctor, don't worry, he'll save you a dance in his ballroom." He says, "America doesn't need another ballroom. We need a backbone."
Well, first, Trump claims it's being funded by private donations. But I've been in the White House many, many times, and I've been to social events there many times, and I've even danced there with my wife many times, and there was plenty of room for dancing. I don't think you need another addition, but apparently the die has been cast. I don't know when I got cut off a minute ago. I don't know what happened there, but I was telling the story about my good friend George McGovern, the late senator and presidential candidate in 1972, Democrat and a liberal. And he had a daughter who was struggling with alcoholism, and she'd been in and out of rehab, and she wound up dying in the snow. Her body was found in the snow in South Dakota. I went to her funeral in Washington, and his wife embraced me and thanked me for coming. I didn't see any other conservatives there, and George thanked me for coming. And we have equated now one's political position with one's value as a human being. That's extremely dangerous. It leads to extremist actions. And this kid, Nick Reiner has just... Yeah, are we gone again?
That's okay. Sorry, I thought you weren't bringing somebody else up, but Nick Reiner, yes, the man who is the suspect who has been charged.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing to have a child who is addicted to drugs and in and out of rehab 17 times. And this calls for compassion, and this calls for help, and this calls for understanding as a parent. So I just think that this is really bad for America. I think it's the worst thing that Trump has ever said. And that's really going somewhere. And I think he needs to be held accountable in some way. Maybe he will be when the next opinion poll comes out.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Patrick Mahomes comments, Larry Donnelly. Given that an awful lot of the people who have supported Trump believed that he was going to drain the swamp, that he was the man on their side, how much of that now has been turned on its head by things like the ballroom and the gold plating of the White House?
Yeah, I think there's a significant element of that. In a way, Trump may be victim to the extraordinary political coalition that he built. Remember, he brought people to the Republican Party and to his side who theretofore were certainly not traditional conservative voters. And he did so on that basis that he was somehow one of them. I think all of this belies that notion directly. And even let's take it at its word that this is entirely private funded. It's being funded by huge moneyed interests in the United States who don't have the best interests of those people who are struggling, who Donald Trump pledged to help at heart. And arguably, when you take these sorts of donations on board, you are compromising yourself even further. We know he's compromised anyway, but arguably he's compromised even further. So from an optical point of view, this ballroom is a total disaster. And it just makes me wonder about the political direction, the political calculus, all those sorts of things. Has that all gone completely out of the window? And Trump got his second term. He doesn't care what happens to the Republican Party, doesn't care about anything else. And this is simply something of a tribute tour for him. And again, his fellow Republicans who, at least for the moment, stick by him at every turn, including some of them who refuse to comment about what he said about Rob Reiner and his family. You wonder how much longer they're going to stay by Donald Trump. And if they do, might they pay a very significant political price for doing so next year?
Okay, I want to go to the interview that's carried. Well, it's an article based on 11 on-the-record interviews with the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, who, amongst other things, says that while Donald Trump isn't constantly thinking about retribution, when there's an opportunity, he will go for it. She says that Trump is using criminal prosecutions to retaliate against adversaries. She has acknowledged that he was not telling the truth when he accused former President Bill Clinton of visiting the private island of the sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein. She said that Trump has an alcoholic's personality, that J.D. Vance, the vice president, has been a conspiracy theorist for a decade, and that his conversion from Trump critic to ally was based not on principle, but was, quote, sort of political, because he was running for the Senate. She said Elon Musk is an avowed ketamine user. She said his actions are not always rational and left her aghast. And it goes on. Attorney General Pam Bondi completely whiffed, was her expression, in handling the Epstein files. Now, she has condemned the Vanity Fair article, Larry, and all of the Trump administration is out defending her against what they say is a hit job. But these were 11 on-the-record interviews. I don't think she's actually denying she said these things. She's trying to say they were out of context. What do you make of it, Larry?
It's very, very strange. The whole thing, I read it, and as I was reading it, I couldn't believe it, because Susie Wiles has a reputation for being a very low-profile, behind-the-scenes person who I think was indispensable to the success of the Trump campaign in 2024. And for, you know, in terms of Trump, he evidently has an almost reverential loyalty to her. So the fact that she would have these sorts of conversations and allow these things into the other, the fact that she even sat for an interview is surprising to me. But the fact that she would be so forthright in all these comments makes me wonder very deeply about what's going on here. Does she want out at this stage? That's the only conclusion I think you can reasonably draw when you see all of these statements being out there. This undercuts Trump at every corner. And indeed, it amplifies what some of Trump's very most ardent critics have been saying for some time. When that's coming from your chief of staff, it makes you wonder what's going on in the White House.
Okay, what do you make of all of that Susie Wiles stuff, Cal?
Yeah, I agree with Larry, Matt. This is very unusual. Usually when you see something like this, it is a cause for resignation. Most people would say, if they have a high position in administration, I can't go on like this. This offends my values. This is against everything I believe. And maybe she is trying to get him to fire her. He's not noted for loyalty on his end. Everybody has to be loyal to him. So I wouldn't be surprised if she leaves the White House. There'll be some excuse about her finding another job and it's her time to go. But as I've said on this program before, when I interviewed Trump in Trump Tower when he was first running for president, I asked him about even then about retribution. And he said, no. He said, success is going to be my retribution or my revenge, which was a good answer. I wish he had followed it, though.
Indeed. Of course, he's also suing the BBC for $10 billion. Big number, Cal. But I see as well that other legal actions that he's taken in the US, The media is starting to fight back a little bit. I think the Pulitzer Committee, for example, is looking for information about his finances as part of its defense.
Yeah, I think, he's won some of these, if not suits, then settlements with CBS Paramount and with ABC News. But I don't think this is going to go anywhere with the BBC. The BBC issued an apology. Their two top people resigned. And people believe what they want to believe about the BBC and other media. I think people are fixed in their opinions of the media that they watch or consume. And I don't think that's going to change any. So I doubt seriously. I doubt anybody saw that interview in the United States that was clipped and really out of context and on the BBC. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere. $10 billion, ridiculous.
And finally, just go to you, Larry, another shooting, school shooting, but, well, actually, Brown University student who was caught up in a shooting for the second time in her life. This is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, terribly sad. And I should note that the gunman in that is still on the loose, evidently. So it's really terrifying. But look, Matt, we've talked about it before. When you have a poisonous, sick gun culture, as we regrettably do in the United States, these are the kinds of things that happen. And indeed, the fact that this is the second time around for this poor woman illustrates how routine it is becoming. So when it comes to this, I flat out despair. And when I say, can it get better? If it didn't get better in the wake of Sandy Hook, when all those little children and their teachers were murdered, I don't ever see it getting better. And it's one of the things I despair most about the country of my birth, the country I love in 2025.
Larry Donnelly, Cal Thomas, thank you.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.